Listening Library presents Shark Wars 2, The Battle of Riptide by E.J. Altbacker. Read for you by Joshua Swanson. The Gathering Storm. Chapter 1. It felt like a storm was coming. The current had gotten colder and faster in the last hour, the way it did in the Big Blue when a squall gathered in the skies above the Chop Chop. With all the silt and sand churned from the seabed, it was difficult to see or smell anything from a distance. Gray crept along the side of a massive clump of brain coral and surveyed the area as the others hovered behind him.
"I don't see anything," he said in a low voice, nervously gnashing his dagger teeth.
"I told Snork not to go patrolling by himself," hissed Barkley.
The dogfish had been Gray's best friend since he was a pup and had become a trusted voice in Rogue Shiver. The other members of the Rogue line present, Stryker, the Great White, Mari, the Thresher, and Shell, the Bull Shark, waited uncertainly. Everyone was worried about Snork, who had gone missing. It wasn't like the Sawfish to leave without telling the rest of the group. No one had seen him for hours. Fish and other dwellers had cleared the area as the storm neared, leaving it eerily empty. The only sound was the cold water whisking through the foreboding canyons of rock.
"Maybe he just got lost," Stryker said, a little too loudly.
Mari cut her long thresher tail through the water to quiet him.
"Keep your voice down."
"Yeah," Shell added, watching the water above them. "Goblin may not run many patrols through here, but Razor does."
They were in the area off to the side of both the Goblin and Razor Shiver's home waters. The hunting wasn't especially inviting in these sharp and...